Yep.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
Good afternoon, Muskegon.
I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.
Man, did the weather come in? It's like summer. They were saying summer left and didn't say goodbye. And fall left and didn't say goodbye. It just snowed, man. Leaves, trees still got leaves on them. Folks never got all the leaves up. It's like, come on, Mother Nature, give us a break.
Man, I'm like, I try to winterize the vehicles before the end of November. I'm like,
right.
I'm at the dealership yesterday. I'm glad I did my wife's car a little bit early. I got her stuff done. Uh-huh. She ready. So yeah. I'm like, my truck, I'm like, I got to do some more things. I'm like, y'all, hold up.
Right.
We hit us. Mother Nature, give me. I got two more weeks, Mother Nature.
Right. It's not even Thanksgiving. You know, normally we are spared really bad weather. You will get a little snow shower here and there, but nothing like this early. We're still in the single-digit dates of November.
Yes, you're right.
Okay.
Man. That was rough, man, I had to deal with that and just seeing going forward. It's like the climate is rougher than and then in Michigan every year, Tony. Everybody know when it's snow, you got to change your driving.
Oh,
that
no doubt.
That first day, that's probably got to be one of the highest
accident days of the year. The first major snow of an inch or maybe two. Yeah, man. People forget. Slide offs. I mean, you listen to the radio or the scanner, and it's like, man, are these people from down south or what? Like they forgot amnesia.
It just happens. It's like every year. So because I posted went somewhere after that. I posted, went to get something to eat in another city last night. I was like, no, I'm all right. I already know what it is.
Shutting it down.
I'm not going nowhere. I'll just get this takeout. I ain't going to meet nobody over there. I'm sorry, y'all.
Mm-mm.
So nope. I didn't even do it.
I restrict my driving definitely the early part of the snow season. I restrict my driving.
Because I used to think this before I got in my situation. I know how to drive. No, it don't got nothing to do with that.
No.
It's the person that you're driving with.
It's the other guy.
So speaking of the other guy, the big Reds.
Oh yeah,
the football boys. The other guys, they got some other guys they playing against.
Yeah, they got some the Cedar Springs Redhawks.
An old opponent they played last year.
Actually, 2 years.
Two years in a row.
Yeah, we played them at Hackney Stadium 1 year, and you know they've always played us tough.
The wrestlers, they are wrestlers.
Yeah, they are, man. They're wrestlers, man. They tough. They are tough, man. So. You know, these guys are going to be coming for Bear. They want some revenge.
So you got to think, if I'm a type of kid that played varsity early at Cedar Springs, Muskegon has been my roadblock to move into a district championship at least.
Yes. Yeah, they win. The last 2 or 3 years, they won their conference championship. Always had a good showing in the first round. And then you have to play the Muskegon Big Reds, man. And unfortunately, they probably caught, out of the last three teams they played, it's probably the best one that they got to beat in order to advance in the playoffs. And not bragging, not boasting, but if Muskegon play Muskegon football, no turnovers, pretty much fair penalties, they're hard out for anybody.
Yeah,
regardless of what class, level, they are hard out for anybody. So when this airs, the game will be in process, right?
Yes, it will.
We'll be playing at Grand Haven, which, you know, it's unusual. Grand Haven's actually made the playoffs.
That's right.
Right?
So, yeah. So where they playing at?
They're at Hudsonville, I think it is.
Okay.
Hudsonville. But if they were to win, they could possibly qualify for a home game. All right? So we'd have to move.
So we go to Houghton or something?
Oak Ridge.
Okay, Oak Ridge, yeah.
Yeah, we go to Oak Ridge because even Oak Ridge at 9-0, they're on the road tonight against a very tough team. Team called Kingsley.
Oh, yeah, they're real tough. They're real good.
Yeah, very good. It was sort of like you know, you finish the season 9-0, you get one home game, and then you're on the road. But it's those playoff points. That's what determines whether or not you travel, is those teams that you played, were they giving you bonus points as you went through the regular season? And unfortunately, the other team, was getting bonus points because the teams that they beat were also winning. So therefore, you go on the road even when you have a 9-0 season. So it's going to be interesting. Team that OV played, which OV played last week, Sparta, which I don't think many people gave Sparta that much of a chance, but they came and they spanked OV.
Man, the quarterback from Sparta, his mama from Muskegon Heights.
He bad dude.
He's a Dockery.
He bad dude, man.
He from the neighborhood. His bloodline from the neighborhood with the blonde hair.
And he played like it, too.
His mama lived like on what? That lived on either. What street was that? Hume or something in the East Park Manor. They from that neighborhood.
And they in Sparta.
Yeah. Okay. They in Sparta. I mean, her life, you know how it is. School of Hard Knocks. We from East Park, but that means we from there. And we can still elevate and do better in life. That's what she did for herself. And she got her kids to a space where he's a beast. He's a humble beast, man. And when I say that, he's a great kid, but in the same capacity, you don't want to mess with him.
Okay. Well, they got a tough challenge tonight over in Grand Rapids.
Catholic Central?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good football team, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a great game, man. If it wasn't, I can't do two nights back-to-back me sitting either out in the cold. All right? If I got more sacrifice one night, it's got to be for the Big Reds.
Yeah.
But I would love to go watch that game because I think it's going to be one of the better games in the West Michigan area tonight.
You're right. Then I know Michigan State, they play Illinois tomorrow. We're going, taking some kids to see that tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So I got some tickets. So I'm like, man, I'm in the cold. I got to dress up. So.
Right. Go ahead and root on the Spartans, man. They got a three-game streak going here that they haven't won? They need a breakthrough, man. But Illinois, who did Illinois beat?
I don't think.
You know who they beat, man?
Somebody good.
Thank you very much. Wisconsin.
Yeah, they did.
They snuck up on Wisconsin had just played, I don't know if it was Michigan State or somebody, and had a good showing. And it was like a trap game. Is that all we talk about, that trap game, right?
They needed a bye week that week.
Illinois got them.
They got them, you're right.
Yeah.
And I got to go to Illinois next week for some training.
Okay.
So I'm going to be with the athletic department when I'm there.
Might have something to talk about.
Because they was laughing at me when they played. I know they're going to see me like, we were out of town. You come back. Because I came back. I was in October. Now I'm going back in December. They're going to be like, hey, you back? But, yeah, y'all lost to Illinois. But we got to beat them before we go back.
You need to have that in your back pocket, man, when you go back to Illinois.
Because the athletic department going to be on me. Because one of the guys, he's a career coordinator for the football players and, some track athletes. So he be talking to me like that.
Oh, okay.
Yep, one of the girls is, too. So they be there because I wore some Michigan State stuff one time. It was on my head. And it was like, ooh, y'all not good this year. It's going to be bad when y'all come play against us. And it was bad. And then they lost Illinois. We play Illinois.
And Wisconsin.
That's right. So it's going to be a great, great time and opportunity. But, like you're saying, like looking at everything and seeing how the climate is, and Ohio State's number one, it's panning out to be some good sports going on.
Yeah, Ohio State's number one. I think they've lost their best player for potentially the year. NCAA violations, Chase Young, who's actually, he's going to be invited to New York for the Heisman Trophy win. But unfortunately, defensive players really don't get the accolades that a quarterback, running backs does. But the kid is the real deal. But it looks like he will be sitting out, and I think Ohio State, the smart thing to do is not to let him play again because of the violation. He was going pro anyway. He's a junior. But, that's kind of this thing behind the movement to allow players to get paid for their likeness and their images. Because, evidently he needed the money for some reason.
Oh, yeah. He needed the money.
Which is against the NCAA violation, and supposedly paid it back, but somehow they got wind of it. But the school, they had to step in and impose sanctions because, 4 years ago, they was on sanctions 4 years ago for violations. So they had to be proactive and sit your best player down. They got Maryland and Rutgers the next 2 weeks before they play Michigan. They should be okay. I don't think that's a problem. And before we move on, got to give a salute to my main man, my nephew,
yes,
Lamar Bird Chapman, who's been elevated to the associate head coach. All right. That's the next step down. That's sort of like the president and the vice president. And, you know, they say the vice president is only a heartbeat away from being president. But I think that what this does is for his tremendous resume that he has put together, it puts him in line for a head coaching job. And I would love, you know, to see him one day get that head coaching job. Somebody needs to look at him and say, you know what, this guy has paid his dues. He took no shortcuts. He grind. He does everything the right way. And if you really want a guy to connect to kids, that knows basketball, that's dedicated, has a passion for it, that would be a great hire.
Oh, yes. Lamar Chapman is. All day. Bird Lamar Chapman. I mean, you can't say nothing bad about him. I mean,
no, man. He's been,
when he was at Toledo, when he was at Central, and now he's in Northern Illinois.
Stony Brook.
Yep. Got some players to the NBA.
Yes,
sir. Players made to the NBA.
And everywhere he went, it's been a turnaround.
Yeah, it's been a turnaround. But, you know, Lamar reminds me of this another guy in the same breath that were great players and good people, and it's Ferguson. I think it's Ferguson at Michigan State.
Oh, okay.
The assistant coach to Tom Izzo.
Oh, yeah.
How he can't get to that next level of being a head coach because they do all the relationship stuff for those coaches.
Yes, they do. Come on.
Bird and him, they remind me of the same person.
Yeah.
They got that same. When you see them, they got that. They might crack a joke on you, whatever, but they got that same passion and love to make you better, and they'll go to the ends for you. So, when I see Ferguson at Michigan State, I think about Lamar Chapman.
Yep.
They two guys deserve a head coaching job.
And, you know, it's the coaches, it's the head coach to make sure that he put his assistants in positions to get to the next level. I mean, that's what a real good head coach does. You know, you always want to keep your good assistants, for sure.
Yes.
But you also want to see them create a path of their own to show that, you know, that they're worthy of the opportunity to be a head coach. So I hope this is it, that my man can get there. It'd be, you know, I'd be elated to have him as a head coach somewhere in the Midwest so we can go check him out.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll see them when they play Western, but we won't see them a lot, you know.
Well, no. In the MAC, who else we got in the MAC?
Eastern
Central,
Michigan.
Central, Eastern, and Western. So those are about the closest schools that we get to see.
Toledo, Ohio.
Yeah. Yep, Toledo. And every once in a while, they'll get in an exhibition game with some of the Saginaw Valley, the GLIAC schools.
Yep.
They'll do some exhibition with those. So, but, yeah, Coach Caduz, my hat is off. Love my man. That's my guy, man. That is my guy. So, but what else we got here, Coach? Ready for the show. What we got?
Yeah, we about ready for the show. I was just going to say Michigan State, they gave us that number one. That was a bad look.
Oh,
basketball
number one. Yeah, that's the curse, man.
Yeah, we don't get that. And then Tom Izzo never does good when he gets a number one. He never does good when you give him a number one early. Remember, he takes 2-star and 3-star guys, and he works with them.
Right.
You can't get him no hype. You get him any hype, we're gonna mess it up.
Not going to work for him, man.
He's going to overcoach us, or somebody don't think they're too good and not go hard and get back on the play or something. So that's what eventually happens. So.
He does not do his best work in November, okay? That is for sure. His best work is done in the spring.
Yeah. So what I got right now, I know we did a show last week where we did a career style interview, and I wanted to just go over the results that I came up with my class. And I'll just go towards like the end of the career style interview, like the part with this, like the third paragraph says, Tony's career style interview supports Super's concept of career development is that of progression throughout the entire life. Their assertions of stage 4, maintenance and disengagement, that's slowing down and doing a gradual separation from paid employment, engaging in different lifestyle that includes more leisure, family, and community activities. So based on the questions I asked you last week, Tony,
right,
when we did that, that's what I got. And Super is basically saying that it's a theory behind the mindset of someone with the activities, the things they like, that's connected to me saying that, all right? He's in a stage 4 where he's at an age and a space where he's laid some things down previous in his life, in his career, to open a pathway to say, hey, I'm ready to leave work. I can work 2 days a week. I can travel. I can do this. I can do that. And that's the theory behind Super. It's like,
right,
it looks at you and say, okay, here's the questions. It's a culture interview to figure out what his culture is. But in the same aspect, it's saying that, where is he at in this stage of life? Do he still want to work? I didn't hear that in the interview. He was like, look, I'm out of here. If I could be out of here in a certain amount of time, I got this plan. Right. I'm going to have some fun in my life. I like volunteering. I love my community. I love my sports. But that's what I got out of the interview. And just I appreciate going over it. Even my professor was like, I didn't think somebody would do an interview online and then also do an interview in this capacity. You know?
Okay.
So just seeing that.
That was good, man. It was groundbreaking.
Yep. And when she read it, she was like, he from my generation.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep. But she's the type of person, she's been on the same job. My professor, Dr. Merrither, she's been on the same job for 40 years. I was like,
oh.
But she lives in Madison, Wisconsin.
So, oh.
So they got that. It's that type of lifestyle. You can be at one job forever.
In Madison, Wisconsin. Yeah.
So you know, that's sunshine and green grass everywhere.
Yeah.
That's right. What I noticed when I was walking around. Like, there's no dirt or trash on the ground everywhere I went.
It's clean. It's a clean town, man.
Clean. So She looked at the interview and she seen that how you responded that you was from her generation. It didn't have your age. It didn't have your age down in the interview. This is the paper I reduced that showed your age later. But she just looked at the questions and how you responded. She's like, oh, he's from my generation.
Okay.
So she automatically connected with that space.
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's
she was able
man.
To listen to the that's audio, cool. too. She's like, that sounds pretty fun to do something like that online. I've never think it would be like that. So that's what I got out your interview, Tony. That was fun doing that with you. I learned a lot, even though I knew you already. And then just saying that I would connect you with nonprofit organizations, mentor people how to be coaches, some youth football leagues. So things you're doing now, it's spelled out in this. Like, just if you would move to a different city, say, hey, I'm in Hawaii now, I'm retired. And I'm like, well, this is the culture interview we do. I'm like, well, Tony, we got a little league football team here. We got the college football. We got some high school football. You want to do some work for us?
Absolutely.
So it's like, that's how the interview shows up.
Right.
So then you're like, oh, we still got space for him. And I know he's done working, but he's doing this. So that's just for the future, after your stage four.
Right.
You in transition.
Right. Well, you know, there's one huge major task at hand yet that I gotta get done, man, and that's the artificial turf on Heckley Stadium.
Okay, right? I heard it here.
It's gonna happen, dog. Trust me.
All right,
I'm on it.
Y'all heard it, the artificial turf. I would love to see that.
It's coming, man. Yep, that's it. So, but yeah, that was interesting, man. I enjoyed that interview. Made me kind of sit back, reflect. Put me in a mindset of, okay, yeah, you're here now, and, you know, nobody lives forever, and, you know, what are the things that you've done in your life that will be considered part of the legacy?
Yes, sir.
And it's about, you know, helping people, man. At the end of the day, that's what I get out of the work that I do is helping people. It's not about the money. It's not about the pat on the back. It's about looking at folks and saying, yep, I was able to help them to be a better person from a spiritual, behavioral, financial standpoint. And those things are priceless, man. Those are priceless. So, again, thanks a lot. I enjoyed it. And if we ever need to do it again, I'm up for it. I'm up for the task.
Yep, anytime, man. It's just I'm always trying to figure out how to learn new things so I can be, like you said, it's always about helping other people.
Yeah. It is, man. That's just the way I believe in helping other people. So I'm going to do a quick run through about credit cards.
Okay.
Okay. It takes about 2-3 minutes, and it's called Debunking the Myths, 5 Facts About Credit Cards. Because it's the time of the year now, right? Christmas is coming up, and a lot of folks will be using credit cards more or applying for credit cards more than they have in the past. And the first myth is applying for a credit card only affects your credit score if you use the card. Applying for a new credit card comprises of 10% of your credit score. It doesn't matter if you approved for the card or if you use it. It's the inquiry that counts. Frequently applying for a new card can hurt your credit score. So hear that. Frequently applying for new credit cards can hurt your credit score. So make sure you really need the new card before you apply for it.
And make sure your numbers match the credit cards you're trying to get.
Yeah.
Because, some people try to go after the Chase Sapphire. You don't got Sapphire credit. You got charcoal credit. You got Chase charcoal.
And now you got a hit on your credit score.
They got Chase charcoal out there, too. They got the low one. But you trying to go get the Chase Sapphire, with the one they advertising with Kevin Hart on the front. That's not the one you can get.
That's not the one, man. Don't go down that
road. Or the Freedom one. The Freedom one just below that one. That's when I got the Freedom one. So I'm not even Sapphire. Sapphire, you got the 800 something. I'm like, I'm not even at 800. So Sapphire, I got the next one below that one. So
that's good. That's good. They need to know that.
Yeah, they need to know that. So me try my credit good, and you go somewhere, it's like, oh, we trying to give you $100,000. You ain't right. ready for that. You got to be able to show that income.
Yeah.
You can make that happen. So it's part of your credit, and part of it is that income.
Your pay history. Yeah. Yep. Myth number two, paying less than the minimum payment on your credit card bill doesn't count as a missed payment. If you don't pay the total minimum payment on your credit card bill, your credit card company may report it as a missed payment.
Yes, they do.
This can bring down your credit score and make it more difficult to qualify for credit in the future. Check your statement for the minimum amount due and make sure to pay it on time. Keep your account current. And remember, paying more than the minimum amount due is a great way to pay down your debt.
There it is. I was at Myers the other day and I saw a lady. And she said, "Chance, I just got a credit card and I got my score dropped." I was like, "Oh, your score dropped? What do you mean your score dropped?" I was like, "I know what you did. You carrying a balance.
That don't pay it off."
And she said, "Well, I pay the minimum." I said, "Yeah, you making a payment. But I said, you are carrying a balance." So I said, as you carrying a balance month to month, your score going to drop or it's going to stay at a certain level. You're like, why is it not getting any higher? You got to pay that debt down. And the benefit of paying your score down, your debt down every month, that'll boost your score faster.
Right.
Your credit, they'll call you for a little more lines of credit and you'll get a higher score faster.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, they don't call you when you're missing payments, all right? Yeah, they call you, but it's not to increase your credit limit.
No, it's not. So you want to make sure that you stay cognitive of that. That was number two, right?
That was number two.
Okay.
Number three, a high credit card limit can be a bad thing. Fact, not necessarily. If you manage your credit cards wisely, a high credit card limit can be advantageous. 30% of your credit score is based on your debt-to-credit ratio, the amount you owe in proportion to your total credit limit. If you have a high credit limit and you keep your balances low, your debt-to-credit ratio is also low, which can help your credit score.
Yeah, I've always been told, Tony, don't charge more than 30% of the card.
Right. You don't need to. What else are you going to buy?
Yeah. Now, we're talking about certain cards now. So, like I said, I mentioned $100,000. I mentioned the $10,000. But whatever you can pay off at the end of the month is best. And if you expected something, you have to do certain things, I understand. But
yeah, emergencies happen.
Yep. Life happens to people.
Life. But just to go out on vacation and create a high credit card bill and then try to make the minimum payment and then something happens, you miss the payment, you've defeated the purpose of trying to improve your credit score.
You're done. That's a done deal. That's what I call that.
Yeah. Myth number four, you must carry a balance on your credit cards to build a credit history. Fact, credit cards are great tools for building your credit history, and you don't need to carry an unpaid balance to do so. Your best strategy is to use your credit cards and pay off the bill in full each month.
I'm sorry, I know I did say that, but that's just like the life that I'm in and the people I deal with. That's the advice I try to give them.
That's it, man. So you keep your overall debt-to-credit limit ratio low, all right? They said the best strategy is to use your credit cards and pay off the bill in full each month.
Yeah, best thing I know is for them, like when I go on business trips and do certain things and I know that it's going to be covered by the company or whatever, that's it. I'll take my credit card. I got a $5,000 limit. All right. Yeah, I know it's going to be paid for on this other end.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to be reimbursed.
Yep.
Yeah, so a lot of times, some places will give you a company credit card. Others will do a reimbursement. You use your credit card.
Or you got to do something.
Receipts, turn them in, and depending on what the
pay salary is
or the pay cycle,
yep.
It either come out in a special check or it's included in your next payroll check. But you got to be able to still cover that bill in case it comes due.
That's right. Or you got to be somewhere and say, hey, we need you to fly out right now. You're like,
I don't have no money. It don't look like you're going.
He's like, well, I can't go. He's like, I got this credit card. I'm using it. Right. Y'all going to reimburse me. So that's how you got to look at things. That's why you have credit, because it's to advance your lifestyle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt, man. They are good tools. But it's just like anything else, it can be misused and abused. And then there's a price you have to pay. The last myth, number five, the more credit cards you have, the better. Fact, having more credit cards isn't necessarily better. 10% of your credit card score is determined by the type of card you have. For example, you may have a student loan, a mortgage, and credit cards. Credit agencies look for a good mix. If you have all credit cards, you may not help your score having all credit cards. So there you have it. It's the mix they're looking for. They're not looking for just a 90% of all your debt is tied to credit cards. So, but don't go out and get unnecessary loans to create a mix. Whatever you have, what you need to do is make sure you manage it.
That's right.
That's the key at the end of the day is how you manage it.
How you manage it, period. Like, you know what you got to have.
Those are five tips that you can, use, especially now that holiday season is upon us. And unfortunately, people do spend more during this time of the year. Whether it's required or necessary is a whole different story. But the fact of the matter is, if you use your credit card, it has to be paid back.
Yeah, that. I mean, looking at the whole credit card process and just seeing how that is, it's like we find ourselves in a dilemma because we're in America. I just think, Tony, everything is overpriced.
I do too. Yep. I mean, think about it, right? Yeah. You talk about it all the time when you shop, how you shop. Man. The clearance, the sales.
Out of season.
And you look at the rack rate versus what you actually paid for it, and it's almost mind-boggling to say, man, what a huge difference.
Yeah. I'm going to tell the audience with a story. I was on, I used my Peribus account, right? See how I save money. So it's a shoe brand I really like called Kohan, a name.
Right, Kohan. Yeah.
So they had some shoes that was $40 the other day. I'm like, them regular price, $150. I bought four pair. And just, I'm like, I'm going to resell these.
Okay, right. That price?
Yeah, so
that's
a
smart move, man.
So I have my credit card linked to it. I said, I'm about to buy them. And my wife looking like, why you got the same shoes? I'm like, well, one pair costs $40 and the price about to go up back to $100 at least. So I checked today, they back to 100.
Okay.
So I'm like, I got $400 sitting here that I only paid 40. I only paid $160. So I'm going to make it $240. I know I am. Because I know the brand got a high demand and a high name. So that's why credit is used. That's it. There it is right there. I can get this, do this. But I was just like, let me just go on. I'm like, I'll buy four pair. I just got them in the house.
30 days, when bill come due, you flip the shoes, paid the balance off, got some extra.
Yeah, so that's why I know a lot of people use it in the commerce. They use their credit to build that because they have a revolving credit where they're buying cheaper products. You know,
right?
That works.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but another way credit is like we say credit card and credit card debt. I seen somebody do this in college, and I'm saying this because I was at a dealership yesterday getting my oil change and my vehicle, and I got my trucks. I'm thinking about your Bird Chapman O'Bill.
That Black Bravada.
Yeah, that's how I
rode that dog, man.
After I think about Bird, I think about the Black Bravada when he first got it. It was clean. O'Bill. So after I seen that, I was like, I know you was Bird. Because the truck was sweet when they first came out, right? So I'm still driving my Tahoe, right? And I go to the dealership, and I should know it's free oil changes or whatever. So they always going to look and let you know whatever else you got to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, I look at them. I say, look, I done had this since 2009, 2010. I say, it's 10 years old. 12 years old. I said, it's been great to me. And I say, it's paid for. And my wife got paid for. And I say, you see that room over there? Y'all got, if they having some sell-a-thon. So they got all these people. And I'm looking at them. I'm like, these people ain't got no money. And they trying to figure out how to squeeze the grape. So they can get a Camaro. They can get something that costs $50,000, $60,000.
Right.
And I say, you know what I be doing? I say, I be putting a car note in the bank.
Yeah.
Two every month in the bank. I say, it feels so good to do that.
Okay.
So I'm like, I said, y'all need to stop killing these people. They had balloons up. They had color tables. I said, what y'all selling? Then they said they were selling, Tony. Used cars.
Used cars even.
So they flipping cars. It's like taking a pancake and say, it's done on this side. It's done on this side. Let me flip you again and burn you.
Right.
Let me flip you again, burn you again.
Okay, so I get it. We get you in the showroom, right?
Yeah.
And you say,
around all new cars, though.
Right. Yeah, new smells. And man, so what happens is that, okay, I can't afford this car, but I got to get another car. Yep. I got to get another car regardless, at all costs. And so they got you in that mindset.
They got you in a new car smell room.
Right.
But they're going to take you to the used car lot.
And make you buy a car.
And try to get you a good deal.
That you don't need.
But it's a car they already traded in.
Right.
And have made the money off of it.
Yeah.
But then you coming in with bad credit because they sent you a letter in the mail or a phone call. Or they're like, ooh, Chauncey, you telling on some people? No, I'm
not.
Okay. I want y'all credit to be good.
That's right.
That's what I want. I want my everybody I help, Tony, I don't overcharge them. I teach them. And I try to make sure they had the right pathway financially. So, because I want to be able to see their face in the community.
Absolutely, man. That's it. I don't want to cross the street when you...
Yeah,
face to
come,
face. Yeah,
I don't got time for that.
No, I'm not going down like that.
So when I saw that yesterday, I was like, and they're talking to me like, yeah, I said it's time for a new truck. I said, you know what, it's time for a new truck? When I become a number one bestseller book.
Okay.
Arthur, when they're going to sponsor me and give me a vehicle.
Right.
That's when it's time
when
for
they
new
pay me to drive it.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So before we go, the story is that when you walk into a showroom, if you've done your due diligence and you at the start at the point in life where you say, okay, when I walk in, I'm going to have my financing done, right? The mistake that people make is when they tell you, we'll get anybody financed, and the interest rates are absolutely insane. But when you walk in and say, hey, I've been in my bank, my credit union, I've already been approved for X amount of dollars, you don't need to qualify me. I got that taken care of. All I got to decide on whether or not I want to buy a car. Because that's the other mistake that they make, that people make, is they allow these car dealers to do the financing as well.
Get approved
and
first.
Making money
I did
off
that.
Of that.
Yep. The last two cars we bought, I was approved already.
That's like
so I had a check. I had a check in my hand already.
Yeah.
And I knew what the payment was, and I knew how to beat the interest. So I was there already. I like, I want this. It's like, well, I said, I'm done talking to you. You might as well go in that little room and find that other man.
Right. Yeah. I ain't getting hit over the head twice.
Yep. I say, bring him out the room. You know who I'm talking about. So that's how we got to look at it, audience.
Yeah.
But I want to just share a scripture where we leave. Luke chapter 5, verse 17 through 26. I was reading through my Action Bible the other day. And it was talking about Jesus forgives and heals a paralyzed man. And the most important part of that story is Jesus was in Capernaum, right? And he was hanging out. And he was just in the room, and it was all the Pharisees and everybody was around him, his disciples, and all these people could hear that he could heal somebody, right? So he's healing people. So these four or five guys was carrying their friend on a mat, you know, one of them things like, you know, you carry a soldier on, mm-hmm. And they standing outside, they're like, we can't get in, it's crowded up in here. So they say that day Jesus was filled in the spirit, and they say they took him upstairs, and they dug a hole in the roof. And they lowered him down in the roof, right?
Okay.
And the moral of the story for me is Jesus healed him, but they was talking about why would you heal a man and it's on the Sabbath? And he said, would you help a man if he in the pit on a Sunday? Or on the Sabbath?
Right.
Like, yeah, that ain't, he said, that's why, then he healed the man. But then thinking about the whole point is he said he was healed and forgiven because of his relationship. And what I want to say is when it comes to finances, when it comes to credit cards, when it comes to careers and just living our life, you're going to have some people that's going to ride your back, mm-hmm. And it's going to be some people that got your back. It's a thin line between both of them.
Absolutely.
And in your life and in my life, I'm constantly looking for people that's got my back.
That's got my back, man. Yeah, that's a discernment that you got to have.
Yep,
you got to be able to distinguish between the two. Okay.
So I know that brother had them people carrying him on the mat. They had him. They had his back.
Had his back.
He wasn't riding on nobody's back.
Right.
Everybody was carrying their own weight until he could walk and run.
Okay.
And they saw the miracle. I'm Chauncey Williams.
And I'm Tony Williams.
And this is What Do I Do Now, your guide to credit, debt, and planning for your financial success with 103.7 The Beat.